Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Voters in Colombia narrowly rejected a peace deal with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in a referendum Sunday, delivering a stunning blow to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, who acknowledged the defeat after the no side had received 50.2% of the vote. Pre-election polling predicted it would go the other way. Peter Hockham is a senior fellow at the Inter-American Dialogue.
Clearly, the polling was inaccurate, and if you look at where the votes, clearly the peace won yes to the peace treaty, won in most of the larger cities, in many of the coastal areas. It was in the mountainous central part of Colombia that it lost.
Opponents of the peace deal focused their criticism on provisions which would have reintegrated the rebels into Colombian society, guaranteed them seats in the legislature in exchange for them changing themselves into a political party. Gabon's prime minister has named a new government in the wake of disputed elections won by incumbent President Ali Bongo. No representative of the opposition led by Jean Ping are in the new government. Ping says he does not recognize Bongo's legitimacy to lead the country. Syrian rebels and pro-government forces clashed Sunday on several fronts around Aleppo as the country's military command called on militants to lay down their weapons and evacuate the contested city. Government's attempt to penetrate Aleppo's opposition-held eastern side has been accompanied by a relentless campaign of airstrikes by Russian and Syrian warplanes. UN estimating 275,000 people are trapped by the government siege. This is VOA News.